Local American officials try to entice 150 visiting Chinese investors with details on logistics and other incentives in their area. This isn't New York or Los Angeles, though. It's Toledo, a small industrial city of 300,000 people in the state of Ohio. This conference is the culmination of four visits to China by Toledo's mayor and his staff to cultivate interest in their city.
When I went to China, there were cities that 15 or 20 years ago had 50,000 people, and now they got 15 million. So if you want to learn about economic development, you go to where economic development is occurring, and it's occurring at an unnatural pace.
The Great Recession devastated Toledo's economy. Bell has straightened out the city's once destitute finances. Now, he says, foreign investment, especially from China, is a key part of his strategy to create jobs. Chinese developers bought one of Toledo's two downtown hotels. That same company organized the recent conference and has set up an incubator to help Chinese companies explore the area.
When we started the whole planning process, we never anticipated we have this much turnout.
The hope is that connections made at conferences like these will one day blossom into concrete partnerships.
I didn't know Toledo, Ohio before, but through the conference and experts, we now think that it's a good place for investment. This is my first visit. I need to learn more about local U.S. laws and policies, as well as investment conditions in Toledo.
Now, last year, Toledo had already secured a major Chinese investment in real estate there. A group known as Dashing Pacific purchased some prime riverfront real estate right in the middle of downtown Toledo, where they plan to develop a multi-use complex that will include shops, housing, and office space. All told, that could bring in about $300 million of investment, and it could end up being one of the largest Chinese-owned real estate developments in the United States. Craig Morrow, CCTV, Chicago.